You're listening to SBS News.
A council in Melbourne's Inner North is changing its name after passing a motion to drop the current title.
All those in favour? That's councillors Riley, Panopoulos, Pulford, Conlon, Bolton and Tapanos. All those against? Councillor Yilditz, Councillor Pavlidis and Councillor Davidson.
Moreland City Council was established when the City of Brunswick, City of Moreland and part of Broadmeadows merged in 1994. Farquhar McRae purchased land in the area in 1839 and named it Moreland after a slave estate that his family owned in Jamaica. But it wasn't until last month when he was elected mayor that Mark Riley became aware of the name's history.
These associations with slavery, with colonialism and with dispossession are really quite offensive to the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung and to many people who want to have an inclusive society, one that treats people fairly.
Wurundjeri Woiwurrung elder Uncle Andrew Gardner was among those pushing for the change.
We were free on our land then and they pushed us off. When did we get recompense? Nothing. No, nothing happened. We're not asking the council to recompense us now. We're asking for simply the name change to show some respect to what happened in the past and make it good now.
It will cost at least $500,000 over the next 2 years to amend the council's digital platforms and significant building signs. Smaller signs, staff uniforms and vehicles will be updated through existing budget allocations over a 10-year period. Helen Davidson is one of three councillors who opposed the name change. She's concerned there wasn't a community-wide vote on the issue.
This is completely blindsiding the community at the community expense and at a time when people are picking up their lives after a global pandemic. Every letter, every sign will need to be changed, eventually costing the ratepayer millions of dollars. And we can't pretend otherwise. It's quite a political move.
But Uncle Andrew Gardner says the council is showing leadership when it comes to reconciliation.
I hope one day, not too long in the future, it should be not too long in the future, that people start to research the names. I think this will be a little bit of a watershed moment for other councils to actually go, let's check ours. What does our mean?
Moreland Council will begin consulting local community and Aboriginal groups early next year to help choose a new name. Amy Hall, SBS News.